a few tests. No to that. Two lines with that. Kum lan and ablat gemara. We are learning now over here that the trachea, the kona, which you have to shech through the kona and the veshet and the esophagus, the kona has a bunch of rings on the bottom which are called tabos, ktanis, and these rings are U-shaped, they don't go around the whole thing. So those tabois, we had machlekes, Rav Shmuel say that you cannot cut shchita through the tabois because the kona that's surrounded by these tabois no longer have the status of a kona, of a windpipe. They're now considered tabois ktanis, the cartilage, and therefore that's no good. You can only shech between the tabois. And Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda himself says you can shecht the actual taboy's tanis as well. And we have different opinions who that loch is like. And then we had a machlekes about going upwards, how high you can go. Now we have one of the psulim of shechting is called mugrema, or which basically is if you shecht within where you're supposed to, and then you go up higher than where you're supposed to. So Tanakama said you're supposed to shecht through the entire ring, and anything higher than that is possible. Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda says as long as you shecht through most of the ring, and then even though you go up afterwards a little bit, it's all right. And Chanina ben Antigna says that the chatchili you can shecht above the ring. Above that ring is called the hat, because the way you look at the picture, you see it's bigger than the trachea. Sorry? I have the book that I got last time. A windpipe. Okay. Tell me to bring it by Tuesday, because I'm still here. So the trachea over here, and then on top of the trachea, it's a bit wider than that. It's called the hat, the koiva. And then the kaiva goes up a little bit, and then it goes in. The indent is called the shifu kaiva. So Chanim Antigna says you can cut through the kaiva itself, and it's still 100% kosher. The Shlakish wants to go further. You can shech through the shifu kaiva, and the Yechon called him brother-in-law. You're going way too far. Halacha. Two lines at top. Rav Nachman Achshin Mishifu kaiva lamata. He says like Chanim Antigna says you can shech from the hat and below. We only have two opinions. The Tanakamu says you got to go through the entire ring, and according to Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda, as long as you go through most of the ring, then you can go up a little bit. But nobody says you can go through the hat. It's command like it abon and like it Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei told him the famous thing. Like in English, you have a thing called John Doe, or by us, you need to always say Shmedel, a Bedel, when you want to give an example of somebody that is a plainly almighty. In the Gemara, you have a thing called Chiluk and Bilik. He says, "Amalei anole chilek edayne bilek bilek edayne." I don't know Tanakama, which is hard to understand because it's the facial mission. I don't know Tanakama. I don't know the base of Yehuda. I know Shemaiti. I know the halacha. I know the sugi. Amar chibar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yechon. Chibar Abba said, "Amar Yechon." Or Amar others say, "Amar Abba was Avdo." Amar Chanina. Or Amar others say, "Amar Yaakov Yidi Roshim Alevi." Mishif for kovel matik sheder from the slope of the kovel and below. No, it's right before the slash begins into slope. And you go, and the hat itself, the vertical rim, and you go down, it's kosher. According to the Rabbanan, you have to slice through the entire ring, and you leave a little part of the ring above it, still attached. If you slice through that top part, and you go upward, that's called mugremes. That which Rabbanan label as mugremes is kosher, because he said, since you did rave of the ring in the right way, it's all right. And that Rabbi says is no good. He said if you cut completely above the ring, in other words, in the kaiva part, is no good. Because he says that then you can cut through the bottom part of the hat, the vertical part of the hat, which is straight, before you get it starts slanting, sloping. Isn't that what Chanim Antignes says? What are you trying to tell us? He's only arguing that Rabbanan, who says you have to slice the entire ring, and maybe Chanim Antignes is trying to say, I don't care if part of it goes up above the ring into the kaiva area, but not that entire cutting should be through the kaiva area. It should have said that Rabbi Yosi by Chanina ben Akhtina is testifying aleha on this thing here that they said. Why does it say? It says, "Hey, stam, sheik shayla." If he's continuing with Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, who's the author of the Braisa right before him, and he agrees with him, he should have said, "Heyid aleho." He has aides to support and corroborate what he said. Instead, it's like a new memra. "Heyid ben Chanina ben Antignes." Is that right? He's arguing. "V'hilchasek Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes." Why the koy Rabbi Nachman kavosay? The Mashal already asks, and he says Rashi told us before that every time it says "heyid" means that the halacha is like that. So why do we need the fact that Rabbi Nachman passes kavosay? If he doesn't pass in kavosay, the halacha is like that. Anyway, look at the bite. Half cup of it. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "Amar Rabasi." So Rav Huna said, "Amar Rabasi." Again, Tesis and Chul has a lot of problems with Amaroim, who are saying things in the names of all Amaroim. How can Rav Huna say Amar Rabasi if you remember we had a Gemara in Gittin And Rav Samach, the Gemara Gittin says, when it came to Ali, is that normally a kohen has to have rishon, but if this guy is somebody special that the whole world is bottled to him, you can give him the kohen aliyah, even though he's Israel. And the Gemara brought Rai from Rav Huna, that Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who are great Amoraim, were bottled compared to Rav Huna. And here Rav Huna is saying same thing with Rav Asi, which is odd. Tesis is right here. Look at Tesis. Omer Rav Huna Rav Asi, Hainu Rav Asi, Chaveda Shel Rav Kahana. The two Rav Asis. There was Rav Asi, who was a friend of Rav Kahana, Shehaya Gedolim. They were very great people. And that's the one Rav Huna is saying in the name of. The Soviet Rav Loi Tzichin, here what he says, they didn't even need Rav's help. They were equal to Rav. Rav Kahana was equal to Rav, even though in the Gemara Baba Kama, Rav Kahana learned from Rav. But you remember when he went to Rav Yechon and he shlugged up Rav Yechon right, left, and center. So Rav Kahana was like an equal to Rav. So and so too was Rav Asi. So that Rav Asi is what Rav Huna is saying in the name of. However, Rav Asi, Lav Hain Rav Asi, the Kotner Rav Huna. There's another Rav Asi, the Gemara in Gittin says, who was smaller Rav Huna. Kiramim Anazokin, Rav Ami Rav Asi, Kohanim Chashiv Al Yisrael, make of Kaifel Rav Huna. They were Kohanim, and yet when Rav Huna was in Shul with them, Rav Huna got the Ali of Kohen, not them, because they were bottled to Rav Huna. That obviously is different Rav Asi, but that's the normal Rav Asi when you say Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan. That's the smaller Rav Asis. Because today the Kohenim are always better than everybody else. Or the Rabbanim today are Meichel Lekavod. We're very humble people. Says Yom Ravait, Bati Yom Ravait, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, Machleikis. You know when the Machleikis between Rabbi Yosi Bechanina and the Tanakhama is, if you cut through, slice through the ring, and then you go upwards a little bit, if that's Mugremus or Kosher. You know what Machleikis is? B'sheshochat Shnei Shalish, you shechted two-thirds, and then V'higim Shlish, and then the last third you went up. Rabbanan Savri Kulu Shchita Be'inan B'Tabas Gedoy. Rabbanan hold, you need the entire thing in Tabas. And Rabbi Yehuda Saba Ruba Kekulei. Rav is good enough. Hard to understand. So what's the shit of the Rabbanan? They don't believe Ruba Kekulei. So Sam Sefer gives a very interesting Yisoid in Rav. It's brought down everywhere. He asks a question. Let's say by the Seder you have to drink Rav Levis to be Yaitse. The Arba cases. So why can't you the Chatchila put a Rav Levis into your cup? The cup has to have a levius. If the cup does not contain the levius, you're not yaitzah. The cup has to have a levius, but you drink right levius. If roiv is good enough, why can't the chiller just put in roiv and that's it enough? So he says, roiv is only rubay mikulay. If all of it is there and you've done the roiv of it, we say roiv kakol. But if you only have a roiv, then that becomes a kol, but that's not kosher. You follow? So the Rabbanu would hold over here that if you shacht, most of it through, and then you go up. We're saying that is so the shchita lepoil was only a roiv. The shchita only was a roiv. It's not kosher because the din is you have to have the whole shchita properly. They hold that this is not a case of a normal roiv mikulay. They hold the case of roiv. Rabbi Yeshigul says no. Rabbi Yeshigul says this is a case of ruvim mikulay. Avol, but if everyone agrees, hagrim shlish. What happened to the first third? You went above the line. You started above the ring, and then v'shachat shnei shlish. Even though you did the roiv in the shchita, you know why? Because how much of the simen do you have to cut before you say the shchit is kosher? Rav simen. Once you cut the rav, you're already kosher. So 51%. So 33% was agrom, and then the next you started cutting further. As soon as you get to 51%, you already cut the shchit. It comes out that rav was not good. So the main focus is the 51. What happens at the 51% mark? That's the main focus. He said, let's say, I would argue, and everyone would agree that if you did two thirds, slice through the ring, and then you went up, everyone would agree that it's kosher. Because this is like a Rav Mekoil. Everyone would agree it's good. You know what Machlekes is? Kishahigrim Shlish Vishnochat Shlishi Faket. The Machlekes is you magrim the third, and then you shachet two thirds. So the Rabbanan say, when it came to 51% mark, it wasn't Rav, it's no good. Because they say you look at Mokum Chayusa, and Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda said, Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda said, Midi Davi, and Rabbi Yosi is good. You know why it's good? What happens, you know, by a Vashet, we say, if you have the slightest puncture, it's possible. But by the Kona, you can have a puncture, it's still kosher, as long as it's, you know, it's not the size of an Isser. So if you, what happens if you came to the Kona, and there's already a 45% of the Kona was sliced through? And then you slice through another 6% to get to 51, it's 100% kosher. Because the animal was still alive, a hole doesn't bother us, and you shechted it, you got to the 51%. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I don't care if a third of it you did the wrong way. What's the chilek if the hole was there before you started? Or you made the hole by going through the wrong way. The fact is, when it came to number 51, you did it that way. Yeah. Now, so Rashi has a very simple question. If that's the vort, let's do one more line of Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Yisava, midi dahave yachatzi kana pogum. If half the kana was already had a slice through it, and you went and you did 1% from 49 to 51, good enough. 50 to 51 is good enough. Same thing here. So Rashi has a very simple question. So why do you say a third? Say a bigger chiddush. Even if you were magrim 50% and then you went the 51st percent and you did a proper shkita, it's kosher. Why a third? So Rashi says over here, when it comes to Hagrama, you need more than a mashu, because over there, the slicing was already mokka mashchit, it was in the right place, but you didn't do it, it happened by itself. So you continued it. Here, you sliced in the wrong place. You went above the ring. You did it in the hat area. According to Yehuda, that's not good. So because you did above the ring, you need a chash of amount in the shchita part. So Chazal decided there has to be, you know, at least the next third should be through the shchita part, through the ring. But Rabbanan said, don't bring the raiva chatzi kana pogum. You know why over there, hasa, makam shchita, over there is in the right place, so therefore you use a little 1%. It's enough. Hochalav makam shchita. If you start out with tagrim, it's wrong. Avo shachat shnei shalish, vihigrim shalish. But if you did 2/3, you did raiv, and then you went up. Divid a hakul kshayda. That man, rubu shalecha kamayu. Could this, everyone will hold in this case, you say, rubu kikulay. Why? Because you brought a Mishnah that says, that's good enough. Says the Gemara, and who told you who the author of the Mishnah is? Maybe the author is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who said that Chacham might agree with that. Rabbi Yosef, my name is Landahu Rubi the Hosan, Lab Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktanila. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda said it. Dilma Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktanila, how can you tell me being a Raif from a Mishnah because it says that the Raif is good enough and say that a bond hold that? Maybe that's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. I'm like, Abai, ought to call Rubi the Amma Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktanila. The only one that we ever heard saying Raif was Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and then we find the Mishnah saying it, the pastors that it's him. Or at least it lends itself to say that's him. What I meant was, I'm talking about Shchita, and the only one that mentioned by Shchita the idea of Rai was Rabbi Yehuda. So if you see a Mishnah, Rubi Shalecha Kamayu, it pastures Rabbi Yehuda. That's one version. Another version, the same idea, but it was the other way around. He said the other way around. The whole machleik is shehigrim shlish v'shachas shnei shlish. He did first a gram of a third and then 2/3. That's what Rabbi Yisrael says kosher. Why? Somebody holds me did have a chatzikon a pogum. Just like we already found half the track is sliced. That's all right. But Rabban disagree. They say hosam makom shchita over there was in the right place. Hocha la makom shchita. Avo shachas shnei shlish if you chatchil shachted 2/3 v'higrim shlish. Why? Because Rubi Gula. That now we learned Rubi Shalach Gemayu. Masker of Chizda asked, Man Leimelom. Of Chizda asked the question, who told you, not like before, of Chizda the one who came up with this idea, who told you, Dahu Ruba, the Hosan Lab Reish of Yehuda, Eternal, Dim Reish of Yehuda, Eternal, Amrav Yasef, Otu Korub, Dam Reish of Yehuda, Eternal, Amrav Yano, Ruba Shchita Kamina. He says, what? I'm talking about Shchita, the Shemanilu, the Pligis. Maybe it's Abish of Yehuda. So in the first version, it's Abchizda who says that everyone agrees if you cut through 2/3 of the ring and then you went up, it's kosher. According to the second version, it's Abhuna says that. And Abchizda holds faket that they maybe that over there, it's still machlekes. Hagrim Shli. What happened the following? First, you did Hagram of a third. And then v'shachat shlish, so when it came to 51% mark, you did proper shchita. But then v'hagrim shlish, you went up again. So roiv of the thing was done the wrong way. But the 51% mark, you did it just correctly. So it's like a curve. Exactly. Like this, and goes up. So you cut like this, then down. So why you did the basic shlish? But that's what you did. You were having fun. Rav Huna says the name of Rav, kshedid is kosher. And why is it kosher? Because the 51% mark, you did the right thing. And Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Treif, it is Treif, because the roiv of the thing was not on Shchita. Rav Huna, Rav Kshayda, why? Ki Nafke, Chiyusa, B'Shchita, Ki Nafke, the 51% mark. You did kosher away? It is kosher. And Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. This is like the second version of Huna, yeah? We had yesterday two brothers, a pop and a puppy, arguing what the Rav said. It happens all the time. We even had a Gemara in Ervin, I can't remember exactly, where two Amoraim had a machlek is what the Rebbe said, and one of them said, you're calling me a liar. And the other said, you're calling me a liar. It's the only time we ever had that it went a bit further.
Poppy is no, it's two similar names for brothers.
They're brothers.
Yeah, two similar names.
I guess so, yeah.
What about you can have two brothers, one called Nathan and one called Nehemia?
Oh, there you have it. So Abba, which is the ear, that's anyway, that's what they say. I don't know. Have you learned about Rav Treifa? Why does he say Treifa? Because he said, "Bini Rav Shchita v'leka." What is Rav Shchita? Now the next case. What about Shachat Shlish v'Higrim Shlish v'Shachat Shlish? Here's the other way around. The Rav was Shchita, but the 51% mark was Hagrama. Rav Yudam Rav Cheda l'Shita say. He says, "You look at the Rav. Rav was done all right." Also, Shailu Rav Huna Amalu. He said, "Treifa it's Treif." Rav Huna said, "I didn't hear from Rav, but I think that it's Treif." Shomer Rav Yehuda Ikper, who got upset? Look what Rav Yehuda said. Whatever I say, you know, you ever meet these people that whatever you say it's night, there's a day, there's well, it's night. It doesn't matter what you say. What? Moshe Kapel, exactly. But then the Kapel. Rav Yehuda Ikper, Omar Trefne Ummachshir. I say Tref, you say Kosher. Ummachshane. When I say Kosher, Tarif, you go ahead and say Tref. What is this? Everything I say, you have to say Fakert. Omar Avuna felt guilty. Because he didn't hear it from Rav, he just made an assumption that that it's straight because the 51% mark was wrong. Shapika mikpid, you're right. It's my gut feeling, but I shouldn't have said it. Chod, and why you're right? Iyu shmile mine de Rav, another shmile. I'm just guessing. I didn't hear from Rav. Va'oid ha'ikar ruba b'shchita. The fact is, he has a good point. Rav was shchita. Amal Chizda turned to his buddy Rav Huna and he says, "Loit tehadabah, don't change your mind. You're right. Your gut feeling was right." The shitascha, your shita was we look at the 51% mark. So we hear the 51% mark was hagrama. Who cares if the raiv, the im came of sadok maisi? Because if you're going to reverse your mind here, you have to reverse your mind in the first one as well. Hasam my time become machshedet. Why were you machshed? The chinafka chayusa bechshedet kanafka. You looked at the 51% mark and in the other case, a third hagrama, a third shita, third hagrama. It was kosher. Hakanami nafka chayusa bechagrama kanafka. And here. The, even though it was 2/3 of it was shchita, but the third that counts, the 51%, was no good. Ikla, so we have similar situation, similar questions. Ikla and Nachmul Sudra. Nachmul happened to come to the city of Sudra. Boyu Menei, they asked him a question. What about Shachat Shlish? What he thinks in this case? Shechter Shlish, Vihigre Shlish, Veshachat Shlish, which Rav Huna said is Treif Rav Huna's Kosher. What do you think? Amalu Lav Hainu Rabbi Lozer Bamin Yumi. It sounds to me that this is very similar to the opinion of Rabbi Lozer Bamin Yumi. Rabbi Lozer Bamin Yumi, Shchita Asuya Kimisadik. Shchita is made like a comb. Cheda. What's a comb? You have a thing. You go down. A gap and go back up. It's kshada. So therefore, it sounds exactly like that, right? You did. What do you call it? You did shchita shlish, and then you did hagrama shlish, and then you did shchita shlish. So it's like a upside down cavity. Says Gemara, what's the name? But dilma mokas shchita. Maybe that means you're talking about even though you went this way with this groove, but everything was done in the right place. Within the tabas, you didn't start doing a straight line. You went down, and then you went up, and then down. Maybe that's what...
When you look at it, it looks like a jagged cut.
Exactly, like a cavity. Like, yeah, exactly.
So, but the point is you're moving your hand.
Yeah, but you're going straight. But the thing is, who said that he went above the line, above the ring? Maybe it was all done within... The ring itself is a thickness of a thumb. So maybe he did it all in the ring itself. What's your raya? No, the knife is so sharp. Maybe the knife is so sharp that you turn it just cuts. Why isn't that shihiya? Because why isn't that shihiya? When you're turning, you have to wait a second till you get to the right angle. Unless it's not a straight down line. Maybe it's like a curved line. It probably can't be straight. But like this. Like this. So it's curved, then it's not stop. It's not pausing. So the Gemara Ebezei Ma'ala Memre. If you're talking about b'makom shchita, what's the chiddush? So he says Ma'ala Tema. I'll tell you the chiddush is be'inan shchita meforas. It has to be shchita. You can look right through. It should be wide open. Veleka here. If you look through, you won't see a slice through. It disappears because there's a skin right blocking right because you went and you went downwards or upwards. So there's a chiddush. How do you know that has anything to do with the case that we went above the line? No raya. Yosef Rav Abba Achayid Rav Kahana. Rav Abba sat behind Rav Kahana. But Yosef Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana sat before Rav Yehuda. So obviously there's two Rav Kahana. This can't be Rav Kahana. Plus, if you remember, we had a Tosis in the Kedushin of Ches, where Rav Kahana there took the Pinyan HaBen for his wife, and he said that even though I'm not a Koyan, Tosis asked that he's not a Koyan because we had a Gemara Pesachim Rav Mem Tes where Rav Kahana said, you know why I have so many tzaddis in my life? I married Aaron HaKoyan's granddaughter, and he can't stand the fact that I'm artist like me should marry one of his Eneklach. as Rav Kahana, even though his name is Kahana, you would think that every Kohen is a Kohen. He wasn't. So the, clearly the Gemara there, he wasn't a Kohen. Then we have Gemara Kedushin that Rav Kahana took the Pidyon HaBen, which means that he was a Kohen. So Tesis, this has two Rav Kahanas. And you see it right here. I Tesis just said a minute ago.
One is in the time of love, and the other one, according to this, is in the time of our prophet.
Which is right here. Which is right here. There's a third of Kana, because the Papa is two generations later. If he sat in front of Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda was the Rebbe of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was the Rebbe of Rav. No, other Rav Kahana was a friend of Rav. Remember, Tzitzis said he didn't even need that. He brought over here Rav Kahana, Shai Gedolim, the Svoy, the Rav Lo Yitzrichin. How in the world was he sitting behind the Baba, sitting in front of Rav Yehuda? There were three of Kahanas. Definitely. Okay. And he said the following: Shachat shlis, you shechter a third, v'higrim shlis, you shechter a third, and then you magrim a third, v'shachat shlis, you shechter a third again. The same question. Mao, they ask the same question. What do you say? Because before we had machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, and this is Rav Yehuda. Amalei shchitasek sheida. He said the chitik sheida. Remember the shchitasek. He said, look at the rav. Rav Yehuda says the rav shchita. What about hagrim shlis, shachat shlis, v'hagrim shlis? Mao again. Rav Yehuda shchitasek. You look at the rav. Amalei shchitasek psula. What about shachat b'mokem nekev mao? What about yeshechta? There was already a hole, a slice through the shechita, and you just cut it through. What's it in? Amalei shechitasek sheda. There, yeshechita is kosher. Yeshechita is kosher. Because I said before, and this is b'mokem shechita. That's why it's kosher. Shachat upoga by nekev mao. What about yeshechta? And then you found that there was already existing hole. Not that there was a hole there first. Yeshechta, and you found existing hole. He says, Mao Amala, he said to him, Shchitase Psula. He said, the Shchita is possible. He said, possible. Oh, that's a Yudha Paskin. So we have to understand why, if there was a whole existing hole you saw and you just went and continued cutting, you say it's kosher. But if you didn't realize there was a hole, you cut and you found there was a hole somewhere in the middle, then it's possible. What's a chilik? Ozel Rababa. Rababa went, who was there that shear, and Amra Kameh, Rabbi Lozer, told it over to Rabbi Lozer. Ozel Rabbi Lozer, Amra Kameh, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lozer was a good time. There were so many Rababas, who knows? No, Yosef Rababa heard of Kahana, so Rababa heard of Kahana discussing Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, they went there to Zerol. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, Avi Rabbi Yechon lived a long life. Rabbi Yechon was the youngest student of Rebbe. He was by far the youngest student of Rebbe. Rav was much older. And Shmuel was younger than Rav. But Rabbi Yechon looks like he was much younger. So therefore, he lived much longer because Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. And Rabbi Yechon was still alive. Give me Shirim. So Rabbi Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. If you remember the time is there when Rosh Lakish passed away, Rabbi Yechon went to Meshuggah, and Rabbi Loza said, I'll learn with you. And then, and everything Rabbi Yechon said, Rabbi Loza agreed with. Rabbi Yechon said, I need you to tell me I'm right. I had Rosh Lakish, my adversary. He used to argue with me. He used to sharpen my mind. I don't need somebody to tell me I'm right. He needs somebody to tell me I'm wrong. So that was Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza said, Amra Kamed Rabbi Yechon, told Rabbi Yechon, Amalei Maishna. Rabbi Yechon said to him, what's the svara? What's the svara? What's the svara? He said to him, you know what the svara is? No, this is the story. In the first case, there's a hole. As soon as he started shechting, there was already a hole there, and then he continued. The second case was, there was no hole there. He started shechting, but when he got to somewhere in the middle, he found there was a hole on the other side. And that's possible. So we don't know what's going on here. What's the chiluk if the hole was on this side, the right side, when you started shechting, or the hole, or the slicing, existing, pre-existing slicing, it was on the left side when you got there. What's the difference? What's a svara? So he asked Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza, knew that you hear p'sasvara? So Rabbi Loza used the following words: Amalei shachad b'mokem nekev. If there's slice where you started, there's already a slice. Nase kimisha shachad oivikham. It's no different than for goy shechts, but he shechted less than 50%. V'goma yisrael, and the eat completed the job. Which is not a problem. Why? Because the main thing is when the chayis goes out at 51% mark, and there, he did it, he shechted it. And the first half, we don't care if a guy did it, because even if it was sliced before, it makes no difference whatsoever. Okay, but, so that's why the first half was sliced as kosher. What about shochah to poga by nekev? If you shechted the first half, and then you found an existing hole, nase kimisha shochah yisrael, for yid star the shechita, and it came to 50%, and then the 51% mark, the guy did it. sitting here. You shechted till 50% and then you found a pre-existing thing. That's why it's possible. But the moshel he gave was very grub. Of a guy. He called him, he made fun of him, he called him, Oivikachavim, what, your head is lying with goyim who are Oivikachavim Zara. Why bring a moshel of that? Sorry? No. No, because if he did only till the 50% mark, the shechit, it's only 51% mark. No, we're saying 50% was geshacht and 50% you did. So if the first 50% was already sliced, but you, the 51%, you did. Perfect. My shenken, if you did the 50% and then you found that the other 50% already cut, when you didn't shecht. Because the shechting is, we're allowed to have, a kona is kosher if it's sliced up to roiv. If roiv is sliced, it's possible. But 50% is sliced, it's still kosher. Because it's the 51% mark who does it. But the moshel he gave was a bit grub, using goyim as a mosholim. Plating more, Omar Rava says, Rava, Shapi, Karla, Evichavim. It's good what he said to him, that not only the moshel is grub, but also the whole moshel is not necessarily correct. Bishlei Mahasam, on the case of a goy, Midahav, Leili, Yisrael, Mishcharub. The Yisrael, he started shechting the Yid, and then he stopped at 50% mark, and he gave it to the goy, right? So, and the goy finished. Of course it's possible. Midahav, Leili, Yisrael, Mishcharub, the Yisrael shechted most. It was ready there. He started shechting it. Why didn't he really do most of it? And Veloy Shachar, he didn't shecht, he only did half, which means he did nothing. And therefore, as if the guy did the whole shchitter. Remember, the first 50% doesn't really count. And he could have finished the job. And he didn't. He was too lazy. And he was derelict. And he gave it to the guy. And the guy did the 51% mark. As if the guy did the whole thing. El hoch over here, mechdi, let us see. In a case where you shechted l'chatchila, and then you came to a, you did everything you could do. But then you came to the part, it was already sliced before. El hoch over here, mechdi, mishchit shachit, you shecht as much as you could. And therefore, mali makim nekev, mali poga by nekev. In other words, he's saying it should be 100% kosher. Because you came to the 51% mark, but you're looking at the wrong way. Imagine it came from the other side. 50% was already sliced, and you did the 51% mark. Just because you started in this way over here, so we're looking as if this is the 1%, and we're working our way through, we're going to 50, so 51 was already done. But you did everything you could do. So it's as if that 50% was done first, and whatever you did, when you started actually, it was like 51. Okay, but we have to go to connect it to the shechita part. So therefore over here, it should be kosher. And that's how Rabbi Yechon Taga argues. He said it should be kosher. So the muscle was wrong, it was a grab of muscle, and the whole thing was wrong. Tell me about Mishnah. Hashoichid minatz dodin. What happens to the shechting from underneath the neck? You started from the side, and you went at an angle. Shchitazik sheder. As long as you cut the simanim, it's kosher. Hamoilik minatz dodin. When it comes to malika, the whole idea of malika is that the koyan uses his right thumb and he has a very sharp nail. And when he shechts, he goes from the back. Now, why this is considered one of the toughest avodah? Remember, we had kmitza was a tough avodah, and this. Why is it a tough avodah? Because his nail has to break through the back. Because he's going through the back, there's a bone there, the back, right, the medulla, and then he has to break through that, and then he has to get to the windpipe or to the esophagus. He needs to have a very sharp nail. And so therefore, malik is from the back. If hamaylik minatz dodin, but if you did malik from the side, malik kosep sul, that's possible. We got it with the back. A bird. Only a kachim. Only kachim. Hashoichid min ha'odiv. What happened? He shecht from the back. Chitasa ipsul. If he shecht from the back, it is possible. Why? Because if he went through the back, the animal becomes treif as soon as you go through the back. The hamoilik min ha'odiv. Milikosik shader. But if he didn't malik in the back, it's kosher. Now, even though it says Lashon B'dayevet, that's how you meant to do it. Hashoichid min ha'tzavar. He shecht from the neck. Chitasa shader. Again, it sounds like B'dayevet, but that's how you do it. If you shecht from the front, that's a kosher. Hamoilik ha'tzavar. Milikosik shader. But if he didn't malik, there's possible. She call oidev kosher malika, the entire backside, not the back of the head, but the back, is kosher for malika. The cholat tzavar kosher shchita, the entire neck is kosher for shchita. Nimtza kosher b'shchita pasul malika. That which is kosher for shchita is pasul for malika. The neck is kosher for shchita is pasul malika. Now, obviously, the Mishnah means something else because the Mishnah already spelled that out. We'll soon see. And kosher malika pasul shchita. That which is kosher malika is pasul shchita. Says Gemara, my oidev. What do you mean by back? By a bird? You say you got to cut from the back. You mean the back of the head or the back of the neck? Ilema oidev mamash, the back of the head, my idiot sheikhit. Why you tell me shchit is possible? I feel a moilik nami. Even the malik is also possible. Why is the malik possible? Because it says the possible that the kohen should go ahead and read a molakis roisha memul arpay, next to the back. No, it was next to the back of the head, beneath the back of the head. Omer Rachman, not the back of the head itself. Says the Gemara, Ela Mamai Oida. So what are you telling me? What's Oida? Mulah. You tell me Oida means Mulah. Oida means the bottom, the back of the neck. Kedik Tani Sefer, like it says in the Sefer, Kola Oida Kosher Malika, because it says Kola Oida to tie it back. It can't be the head, because how big is the head of a chicken? It's tiny. So what do you call Oida? Kola Oida obviously means the back of the neck, which is a much bigger area. Minon Mila Hari Takano. Hard knows not the back of the head. High knows the back of the neck. It's not about we learn. It says Mamul Orpai. It says that the Kayan should be Molokazoisha Mamul Orpai. We teach Mul Haroye Esa Oidev. The part sees the back of the head, which means believe the back of the head, the back of the neck. Chenoima being another eye from a pasig, it says, we sent the Malach Eshluchin to Bilam. I had to call him over, and he said, "You know," and he said that the Eden moved next to me. Who Yoisha Mimuli is sitting next to me. So, what does he Mimuli means? Next to. So that's same thing here. Mimul Oidif means next to the Oidif, next to the back of the head. Well, it says Kiponu Eli Oidif Veloiponim. It says Kiponu Eli Oidif Veloiponim. That you turned your back to me and didn't show your face. The Navi Yidim was giving a chelik to the Yidin. He says, Kiponu Eli Oidle upon him. You turned your back to me. Now, what proof does that bring? Faket, there means instead of hearing me look at the back of your face, instead of showing me your face, you turn your back to me. So, what's Faket? This is a disproof to what we had before. What do you tell me? If we have to establish what the Oidif is, Mul is next to the Oidif. But what's the Oidif? So therefore, we brought this posse to tell you that Oidev means the back of the head, and Mul Oidev must be beneath that. The Noidem Mul today, Heicha, where it is. Tashma, Kiponu, that's where it be the posse, Kiponu, like Oidev, you turn me your back instead of your face. So obviously, Oidev means the back of your face. Well, like Ponim, called Oidev, la Hadi Ponim, Amri, Benabchia, Mitzis, Malika, says the children of Chia said the following statement. The mitzvah of Malika is Marzir Simonim La'achoydei Oidif. You can take the two Simonim, which are in front of the back by a bird, and pull them. You know, the Sheikh gives a hold of the skin, pulls the Simonim to the back, and then he shechts them. So now he has to go through the back first, but he can go through the Simonim. Before he shechts. Yeah, they do it all the time. Every time a Sheikh, what does he do? A Sheikh always first grabs a hold, gets a hold of Simonim before he shechts, and then he doesn't have a shechts. So instead of grabbing it and putting it in the, let's say, by a chicken in the front, he takes the Simonim and pulls it over to the back. Malika, and shechts. That's what they said. Now, there's two ways of understanding that. One opinion is, Ikadami, some say, Af Machzer, they have a breda. You can either go through the neck first and then go straight down through the Simonim, or if you want, you can take the Simonim and put it, you know, behind the back. Or, Ikadami, Machzer Davka, that's how you do Malika. We don't want you to go through the back. We want you to take Simonim, put it to the back, and then shech the Simonim first. Umistabra makes more sense, Kemandamar, Af Machzer. Definitely, the ideal way is to go through the back. Ah, you make the bird treif, but that's a normal way of shechita. And if it's not possible, the haraya by a vachet. A vachet, we said, neck of mashu, the tiniest puncture in the esophagus makes the animal or the chicken treif. Every animal you're shechting, when you're shechting through the esophagus, before you get to the middle, you already made a little hole. No, it's already possible. Why does every animal come treif every time you're shechting it? Because that's how shechita is. When you're shechting the esophagus and you're doing it for shechita, that hole is not considered treif, it's called shechita. So same thing by a bird, by malika. Even though going through the back, breaking the back makes a bird treif, because that's malika, it's not treif, that's malika. And therefore it makes sense that malika ideally should be going through the oidif, through the back, and then working your way through the kana and the version. But if you did it the other way, it's also kosher. And I'll prove it to you. Mimai, how do you know? Midiktoni, it says in the Mishnah, Hashaychit minoedid, but if you did shchita from the back, shchitose psula. Now think for a second. If by a bird, the only way you do maliki is by taking the simonim and putting it around the back, so what happened? You took a behemoth, you took a hold of the simonim and you put it behind the back, and you shechted it. Is there a problem with that? Of course not. What's the problem with shechting a behemoth from the back? That you have to go through the back, and once you go through the back, you made the animal treif. That's the whole problem with stunning, because you make the animal, you know, like mafrekis. It's breaking the back, and you make the animal treif. Well, you know what happens then? How can you shchit afterwards? But those who say stunning is a problem. So the same thing over here. Why does the Mishnah say if you shech from the back, it's no good? Must be because you're going through the back first. So Malika must be, and Malika Yeri is good. Must be you're going through the back first. This what Bnei Rabchi has said. You can bring the Simonim means you can, but not that's how it has to be. It says in my Miktoni Hashaychim in Oyli Chitazay Psula. Hamoylik min Oyli Mekazik Shayda, but Malik is kosher. Now, Isaac, you can tell me, Machze Dafka, the only way to do Malik is by taking the Samanim and putting it on the back or in Chofam Adal on top. My idiom, Moylik, why tell me Moylik? I feel Shaykh and Amish Chit is also kosher if he took the Samanim and put it in the back. El Lashman is a raya, Af Machze is a raya, that what? That it means you could also bring the Samanim in the back, but really, ideally, what's Malika? Going through the back first. And that's why Shchit is no good. Umas Nisin, and our Mishnah is talking about a case, but the lawyer had it. You didn't take the Samanim and put it in the back. Therefore, Shchita is treif because you went through the back first, and Malika is good. Omar Abnana said, Yikablu Arabin Shivasan, that the children of Abchia, the young ones, should accept what we just said. Biktani, it says, it says in the end of the Mishnah, Nimtza, the Mishnah is a conclusion. It seems to wrap up the whole union. That which is kosher by Shechita is possible by Malika. And that which is kosher by Malika is possible by Shechita. Lumuti Mai, what's the Mishnah trying to tell you? What exactly is kosher by Malika that's no good by Shechita and kosher by Shechita no good by Malika? Lav Lumuti must be telling you, that even though that's good enough by a chicken and by a bird, if you took the simonim and put it behind the back, it's all right. Maybe he's saying here what, and maybe he's coming to tell you I have a problem with Erab here, that maybe the Mishnah is trying to tell you that which is possible by Shchita is kosher by Oyrev, and therefore he's trying to tell you that it's faket, that by a bird you're not allowed to take the samanim and put them in the back. If you take the samanim and put them in the back, shchit is also good. And yet the Mishnah says there's something by Malika that shchit is no good. What's he coming to tell you? Is he coming to tell you that if you took the samanim in the back by Malika is good, shchit is also good? And therefore must be telling you that if you go through the back by Malika by shchit is no good, you're right, the Mishnah already spelled that out before. That you can't do that. Must be the Mishnah's coming to add that by a bird you cannot put the samanim in the back. Not like you guys want to say you put the samanim in the back. By bird you cannot. By bird the only way is by back. Yeah, exactly, you're supposed to. That's exactly what Malika is. You first you go through the spine, and then you go through. And even though normally it's treif, that's a chiddush of Malika. Just like I told you by Vayishet, that even though every time you're cutting through the Vayishet Reiv, you have to first make a nekiv, and therefore the chayit is treif. But because that's chita, it's kosher. Amar Abba Chanan, no, that's not right at all. No, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right that there is something in Malika and Kama Meshchita that both good. For example, if you take the simanim of the Malika and you put it in the back, which Malika is still good enough, and by Shchita it's kosher. So what's the Mishnah trying to tell you? What works here doesn't work there. Lemute shen v'tzipoydim, to be mayit a tooth and a nail. That the main thing is a nail. Malika is with a nail, but by Shchita you cannot use a nail. Didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that two Mishnahs ago that you cannot use a nail when it comes to Shchita? What the Mishnah spell for again? You know what? By Shchita, how do you shecht? You go to and fro. But by Malika, has to be one way. You can't go to and fro. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. But to take the Samanim from the front and put it in the back, by Malika, you're allowed to do that. And Shchita, you did that, it's also be kosher. Where is the distinction? You cannot go to and fro by Malika. You go one direction, unidirectional. By Shchita, you go to and fro. The two is to go through the skin, and the fro is to go then through the Samanim. And Mashenga, by a bird, has to have such a sharp nail that it goes one way, and that's it. Says that makes sense if you learn Mailucha made Malika's takapas, which we'll learn later on. Elul Mandoma, that Mailucha made is kosher, Maikla Mame is what's what you're trying to exclude, if not to argue with Rabchia. And for the Gemara, B'nei Rabchia, Sav, look at Mandoma, Mailucha made Malik apostle. They hold that Mailucha made is apostle, and that's what the mission is referring to. Almost up here. No time.